It's Oscar time, and this year's nominees for Best Soundtrack include minimalist composer Philip Glass for The Hours and veteran Hollywood composer Elmer Bernstein for Far From Heaven. We've asked our classical music critic, Lloyd Schwartz, to consider movie music, past and present.
Even before sound, so-called silent films had musical scores, often using themes from classical music to fit a given situation. Tchaikovsky's Romeo and Juliet overture was used for hundreds of scenes of tender passion, and Chopin's funeral march for sadder occasions. Any wedding scene had a wedding march by Wagner or Mendelssohn, and Rossini's William Tell overture, the Lone Ranger theme, was the music of choice for the cavalry coming to the rescue. Now it's a cell phone ringer setting. Bernard Herrmann's memorable love theme from Alfred Hitchcock's Vertigo actually alludes to Wagner's love-death music from Tristan and Isolde. If you catch the reference, you know from the music that the relationship between James Stewart and Kim Novak is doomed. Appropriations of classical music can also invert a composer's original intentions. Wagner's Ride of the Valkyries depicts demigoddesses carrying the bodies of dead warriors up to Valhalla. In Apocalypse Now, Lieutenant Colonel Kilgore, Robert Duvall, plays a recording of it in his helicopter, pumping up the volume because, he says, it scares the hell out of the Vietnamese villagers he's firing down at. After Alex North wrote one of the most vivid movie epic scores for Stanley Kubrick's Spartacus, Kubrick asked him to compose music for 2001, A Space Odyssey. But he dropped North's new score for older music, like Johann Strauss's Blue Danube Waltz, the music that accompanies the space stations waltzing through space. 19th century waltzes were intended to convey the illusion of floating, dancers lifting off the dance floor. What an inspiration to have such old-fashioned music depict the modern idea of anti-gravity. Unfaithfully Yours, Preston Sturges's brilliant comedy about a jealous conductor, takes classical music a step further. We see Rex Harrison's three fantasies of getting even with his allegedly unfaithful wife as he's conducting. Sturges virtually choreographs every gesture to fit the music. Instead of the music illuminating the action is really determined by the music. The film industry has lured some pretty distinguished classical composers to create soundtracks. Aaron Copland won an Oscar for The Heiress, the movie version of Henry James's Washington Square. William Walton's stirring score for Olivier's Henry V helped rouse flagging English spirits towards the end of World War II. Prokofiev's powerful cantata for Serge Eisenstein's historical epic Alexander Nevsky has taken on an independent life in concerts. This year, Philip Glass was nominated for an Oscar for his numbingly repetitive score for The Hours. If I were a member of the Academy, my vote would go to Elmer Bernstein for his lush, yearning music for Todd Haynes's Far From Heaven, which is a kind of serious parody of Douglas Sirk's juicy 1950s melodrama, All That Heaven Allows. That movie opens with a soupy orchestration of Liszt's saccharine piano piece, Consolation No. 3. Perfect to express the sacrifices Jane Wyman must make to maintain her respectability. But Haynes, by using original music instead, leavens the romanticism with a healthy dose of irony, just as Julianne Moore balances her performance perfectly on the razor edge of sincerity and satire. One of my favorite original scores is Anton Karas's zither music for The Third Man, which captures both the charm and the sinister decadence of post-war Vienna, embodied in Orson Welles's Harry Lime. It was so infectious, it became a pop hit. Whenever I see the film, that music stays in my head for weeks. Whenever I hear the music, I think of Orson Welles running through the sewers of Vienna. Movie music doesn't get much better.
Lord Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. All That Heaven Allows, Spartacus, and The Third Man are now available on DVD from Criterion. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.